Alrighty guys, what is going up? I hope you guys are all having a great and amazing day today. In today's podcast here, we're going to be talking about how to make $100 per month from dividends. I hope you guys enjoy it, and if you guys do, make sure you guys smash the like button and subscribe to wherever you guys listen to my podcast. Also, you guys can use the promo code dividends to get 50% off my course. Make sure you guys check that out. You guys will learn fundamental and technical analysis and how to find fair value stocks. Also, there's a sector on retirement, index funds, and a lot of things you guys would definitely benefit from. So make sure you guys check that out. That will be the first link down below. All right, how to make $100 per month from dividends. So I'm sure you guys know dividends is pretty much when a company makes so much money that they want to pay their investors some of the profit. A lot of blue chip companies actually pay dividends. A lot of up and coming and growth stocks often don't, because they want to reinvest that money to kind of grow the business more, which both of them are fantastic. Whatever one you choose, it's fine. Dividends tend to perform better in falling markets due to people are likely to hold a stock that is paying them cash flow. Kind of makes sense. You know, if you're getting a paycheck every single month or every single quarter, you're more likely to actually hold that stock. A lot of companies pay dividends. Some companies actually pay crazy dividends. If you look up high dividend yields, you guys can see that. But overall, it's not about chasing high dividend stocks or high dividend yields. It's about chasing high quality stocks that pay a quality dividend. And quality dividends is pretty much just like, you know, 1 to 3%. Anything over 3, 4, 5, 6, 7%. Those are getting into more riskier dividends, and those dividends could be cut at any minute, because companies don't have to pay dividends. It's not a law that they have to pay it. They can cut it at any time, and you have to understand that you'd rather have a solid company that pays a smaller dividend rather than a riskier company that pays a crazy dividend. So understand that. But overall, so now that we kind of have a good understanding of what dividends are, how can you make $100 per month? Well, there's honestly a couple of ways you guys can do this. You guys can find monthly paying dividend stocks and actually just buy some shares of it. So if let's say we are looking at ticker symbol O, this is Realty Income Corp. So this is also known as a REIT. The way I think of REITs is they're like a real estate ETF. So they have holdings in real estate, and when the tenants pay like their mortgage and pay that loan, it's going into Realty Income, and they pay you some of that profit. So they use the money you invest to buy real estate, and as the tenants pay it, you guys get a little monthly dividend, which is actually a really, really cool concept. It does have, this stock does have a beautiful upward trend, if you guys were wondering, but overall, you guys get a monthly cash flow, which is really, really, really nice, because it's dependable, and you guys kind of have a good understanding that it's going to come. You know, they've been paying it for a while. But overall, they pay you that monthly income. So it's overall just getting as many shares as you can into that monthly dividend stock, like ticker symbol. Oh, there's a ton of them out there. You guys can look up Maine. A lot of them are REITs. Very rarely will you have a company or a stock that pays that monthly dividend. Most of the time it is quarterly, or it is bi-yearly, or some it is yearly. But so REITs would be the first thing if you guys wanted to actually look up monthly dividend stocks. Most of them you will find REITs. But if let's say you were like, Carter, I don't want to buy into those, they got hit pretty hard by this overall recession, you know, I completely understand, because a lot of REITs right now are down over 50%. So maybe there is a long-term potential with them, but you know, you don't want to risk it. You'd rather just invest into that high quality stock, which I think that's very, very smart. But overall, so how you really get a monthly cash flow coming in is all about diversification. So some dividend stocks may pay this month, next month, next month, next month, and so on. So it's all about finding those dividend stocks that match up with those monthly payments. So really what that means, let's say McDonald's, I'm just giving an example, ticker symbol MCD, they may pay January, they may pay April, they may pay, you know, every 4 months down the road, which is awesome. But let's say Starbucks may pay starting at February and then move on and so on. So you guys understand, you still get the monthly cash flow, but you just have different companies that pay it. So overall, it's still all about, you know, investing and consistency, because that's what all investing is being consistent, and you guys will all be fine, really. But overall, it's all about finding high quality stocks that pay those solid dividends and matching them up to really kind of when you need it. So you guys can look up like dividend calendar, so you guys can see, you know, how to overall get that monthly cash flow coming in. But honestly, you guys, I'm telling you right now, it's not really about that monthly income. It's about your high quality stocks that grow and give you that income, because most of the dividend stocks are going to actually continue to grow it. So maybe McDonald's pays, I think it's about a $5 per year dividend, which is nice. You know, the stock is a couple $100. I think it's around $200. But maybe next year or the following year, it may pay a $7 dividend. So now they raised it, you know, a couple bucks, which is awesome, because you're slowly going to get more and more money. And then on top of that, you're going to have this thing called compounding interest. So all those dividends you get, you never touch them, take them and automatically reinvest them right that back into that stock. That's what you call a drip, dividend reinvestment. So once you guys do that, you guys will have this compound effect, because now that $7 you invested back into McDonald's is going to pay you a dividend that next quarter. So that next quarter comes about. So now instead of having a $7 dividend, you may have a $7.20 dividend, which, oh, Carter, it's only 20 cents. But now that's reinvested right back into that stock. So now that next quarter, you're going to have a $7.40 dividend, and so on and so on. So it's slowly going to keep growing, and you're going to have this effect called compounding interest. And that is how Warren Buffett has made so much money, is due to that effect, compounding interest. So really, that's how you understand and properly use dividends to your advantage. Never touch the principal, only the interest if you guys were going to take money out. But overall, I highly recommend at least using drip for as long as you can. You guys will not regret it. So that is it. That is just the basic podcast today. I always try to keep them around 10 minutes. This one is a little under 10 minutes. But overall, that is it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you guys did, make sure you guys smash the like button and use code dividends to get 50% off my course. Make sure you guys check that out. That will be the first link down below. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Remember to stay happy, stay positive, and overall, stay safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.